In the fifth year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and all the cities of the plain revolted from the power of Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, for all the kings of the cities of the plain had served Chedorlaomer for 12 years and given him a yearly tax, but in those days, in the 13th year, they rebelled against him. And in the 10th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, there was war between Nimrod, king of Shinar, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. And Nimrod came to fight with Chedorlaomer and to subdue him. For Chedorlaomer was at that time one of the princes of the hosts of Nimrod. And when all the people at the tower were dispersed, and those that remained were also scattered upon the face of the earth, Chedorlaomer went to the land of Elam and reigned over it, and rebelled against his lord. And in those days, when Nimrod saw that the cities of the plain had rebelled, he came with pride and anger to war with Chedorlaomer, and Nimrod assembled all his princes and subjects, about 700,000 men, and went against Chedorlaomer, and Chedorlaomer went out to meet him with 5,000 men, and they prepared for battle in the valley of Babel, which is between Elam and Shinar. And all those kings fought there, and Nimrod and his people were smitten before the people of Chedorlaomer, and there fell from Nimrod's men about 600,000, and Mardon the king's son fell amongst them 16.